the stranger shows.
There's one too.
Why does everyone else keep it?
Okay. The stranger keeps it, his bell in a box on his belt.
It was small enough to be in Eros's pocket to begin with, so he could just keep it in his pocket.
Okay. Look alive. So he, like, it flies out, you know? Because he goes like that.
Do you remember what it is?
It's a shard.
A shard?
Yeah, it's a
shard. So
it's
you
a shard.
Also put them all on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't touch them together, though. I don't know what that would do. I mean, that's the end of the puzzle. We all die.
No, I pick up the bell.
Okay. Well, the bell is inside the box. So.
No, I opened the box.
Okay. Bell. If you try ringing it, the bell doesn't ring exactly right. But when you hold it, you feel a little sickly, but more intelligent. Feel like you could be more logical, think through things more logically.
Why doesn't he have this one? Pick up yours.
The world goes dark. Would you feel like you can sense everything?
Can you see anything?
Sense everything around you.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay. Do you have one?
No. No, that's not no. 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 Oh my god. He's oh no. This is not safe.
As Q handles the trigger, he's taking a -5 penalty for, first off, staring down the barrel, secondly, having no proficiency with the crossbows.
I do not believe you should touch it.
Ever clearly wants to touch it. Is Kuro just holding it above?
I'm gonna put
he's
something inside.
He's pretending it's a
bee. I'm just gonna blindly shoot at in that direction. Like that. I'm just gonna fire something in that direction.
Okay, what did you fire? Like a normal bolt?
Yeah. At Kuro's hand by accident though.
You can try and roll 20.
19.
It hits Chris's hand.
Does he drop the relic?
He rolled a 7.
Yes, he drops the relic.
Did you get a shot?
Hmm?
Did you shoot it? In the meantime, I'm gonna pick this up.
Where?
Okay, so Ever picked
Dude,
up.
Are you almost done?
Ever picked up the his relic. What occurs?
What happens?
Did you not notice it when you put your foot? You put it right on top of it. I'm waiting on you.
Okay.
What occurs, because specifically this is, Ever picks it up.
Picks it up? It was a 7, though?
Yeah.
Okay. You feel very cold. But not uncomfortable cold.
Chili.
No.
No.
It's very pleasant here.
The stranger stands near Q and touches the crossbow. Maybe.
Okay. Let's not touch.
Maybe it's just cold.
Is your hand okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
don't dry fire it. Don't pull the trigger. When there's don't pull the trigger when there's nothing.
Are there
in
numbers on it?
Don't do.
Yes, there are numbers on it.
Nope. Oh, no. Nope. Oof. Oh, yep, there is, that's the dry fire right there. You've activated
roll
the dry
insight.
Fire.
Roll inside.
15.
You suddenly understand how everyone else feels.
You feel like you've eaten something.
With your
you feel very sour.
What's your name?
Ooh, like a lemon.
Oh my god.
Evercrafters.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how to use crossbows.
What number was that?
Yes.
Eight.
Are you holding it? Oh my god. Don't hold it by those things. It's a delicate precision instrument, dude.
A Gortog comes over. And
a Gortog?
Says, a Gortog comes over. A wild Gortog comes over. And he says, ah, let me take a look. Yeah. Oh, I'm just looking. No touching.
Done. Yeah.
Nope. You see a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
And crossed out. And then you see word.
Thanks, man.
What?
We have a video like this is D&D.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
What did you expect? It's cold. No,
you want it to be warm?
Oh, that's nice.
Can I do that?
That's not.
Alright. Want me to light a fire?
No.
No, come here. Green flame blade.
Stand back!
Green flame blade.
No!
I won't.
Put it on fire.
No?
It's gross.
What was it?
It's an 8.
It was an 8, yeah, so same as before. Does someone want to pick it up?
Nope. Won't touch it. Don't think so.
Is Q picking it up?
Don't think so.
Q feels disgusting. Like his, like, he feels like a swamp. He feels swampy.
Look at that face. Q, what are you, why are you touching yourself, Q? Stop.
I get those moments as well.
No. Q, what you, put it down, Q.
Feels like, feels like diarrhea.
What was that?
20.
Enough.
I feel fine. It's a 20. It's a nat 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then Eros picks it up.
Eros, look at the numbers. The numbers have disappeared.
Look.
What did you do?
Why are the numbers gone?
Put it down.
The numbers are still gone. Nope, it needs to rest for a while.
Not my fault, yo.
I don't see any numbers.
No numbers.
What happened?
That was Q's fault.
No, it should only be used a few times. Then it needs to rest.
How do you know if you never touched it before?
We have run some experiments on it.
That's evergreen. Gortog, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
Waiting. You guys want to help me out?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're waiting on you. I finished my preparations.
Trying to get rid of the flea.
No, thank you.
No, I mean, I was. I was trying to get rid of some fleas.
Oh, okay.
They were stuck inside. Poor things.
Oh.
Alright. So, I received word that something not so great is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, clearly, it's a matter of, important security that we apprehend in certain individuals who should not be going through the things that they are going through.
And who would that be?
You mean, like, looking through items or going through, like, phases?
I don't know. I'm going to need to get you... I need to stay here. I need to continue preparing for the event. But...
We got to go and deal with these assholes.
You guys got to deal with it in my stead.
Because I trust you.
Easy.
Since I sat in on all your little meetings.
We got this.
And I saw...
Trust.
See, this is why.
And, I think we can work something out. In fact, I'm going to give you one of these.
What does it do?
Remember that Foxy Fox I showed you before?
Yeah? How can I forget?
You remember how her breasticles were bigger and larger and smaller and then not, and then she was a boxy foxy with the...
I didn't mind any of those, so...
Yeah. I understand. You like steroids. So, I'll give you one of these, but not for free. I'm taking out of your account, and you'll be in the negatives for a while. But you get it now, and you help me out, and I'll pay you back a little bit.
Deal.
But first, you gotta understand, don't use it till you get close. If you use it too early, you'll get lost.
What the hell does that mean?
It means that you don't use it until Ever says that you're at the casino. Casino. Yeah.
You know where it is?
Yeah. Because I have to stay here. I'm going to wash the stand. I'll make sure you get paid. And not even in chops this time. I promise. And then you come on right back. And you folks. And I will have a little chair.
Okay.
Of course, all the music is great.
How do I get
them there? You just walk. Walk them backwards, walk them forwards, walk them sideways, walk them the other ways. Same as always. And it helps.
Why are you showing me?
Actually, you know what? This belongs in your hands. You hold on to this, and he will follow you, and he will follow him, and he will follow him, and that one over there. Yes. I think he's already lost, and I think he'll be found over there. Just fine. I've given the reset orb to your friend here.
No worries.
No mugging him. I don't know.
Little worries.
Alright. You guys, hurry on there. And then hurry on back. And you'll receive your payment. I see you, you work in gold pieces, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like gold pieces?
Yeah.
How do you like platinum pieces?
Better.
How do you like astral diamonds?
Better.
Do you like master of diamonds?
Yes.
Do you like milk welkins?
No.
Really? That's a shame. I had a lot of those.
Oh, well.
That's really good.
Not gonna have those, are we?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
They're only fit for the gods, of course, yeah. So.
No, don't say that. Yeah, well, I mean, please don't mention
only,
those.
Only fit for the gods.
No.
The gods themselves. They play games such as Mahjong and Domino.
No.
With the milk.
Cora, look that way. Look that way, Cora.
Buzz, what's going on?
No.
There's the buzz. What's the buzz?
All right, hurry on to the buzz. Casino.
Don't listen to what he said.
You're going to bring them to the casino. You're going to bring in the
What's
casino.
What's the buzz,
you're gonna
Eros?
You're going to bring straight there. Someone is
this
there.
This is the worst.
And that is not good. They're
this is the worst.
They're going through the materials. They're trying to break in.
You like his costume?
This is the worst. Security cameras.
Eros. So in character, things, this is the worst.
They go, whoa,
meta,
whoa,
this
whoa.
Is the worst.
Yeah, that look around.
What's the buzz?
People. I mean, look at their underwear.
High five,
they look at who comes in and who comes out. It's not my fault, performers drift skanky.
High five!
Why do you have a crossbow ball in your hand?
Hmm? Oh, I guess that's there.
Shouldn't we take that out?
Brace your hand off? No, brace your hand off. Not your hand. The end's off.
Though. Oh, snaps. Okay. Tries to break it.
It's like... It's like a rubbery.
Curl, I started bleeding profusely.
Kuro takes 20 damage.
Whoever's going to try and heal him.
Okay.
And fix up that whole
situation. I'm going to make a shield in front of his hand so that just the blood just drips into like this like magical bowl.
Why are you saving
Kuro, that? You have a bolt in your hand.
Oh, do I? Oh, here you go.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Did you pull it out of your hand?
So are you taking us?
I guess Coral uses a healing surge.
Yeah.
Are you taking us? That way? I'm gonna follow Ever.
Okay.
Yeah, we follow.
So Everett leads you to Okay, so Ever leads you north from the... Wait, where did this render? Okay. Ever leads you north of the... North of the festival grounds.
Okay.
And the strange music, of course, getting quieter.
Thank God.
And Ever doesn't... Ever leads you north of the festival grounds and is walking in the general direction that he knows. You walk in silence for a while. Unless you guys have anything to ask each other.
No.
Where are we going? Q, where does it say we're on... Where are we on the map?
According to the celestial timepiece.
According to your research.
I'm not doing any research right now. The celestial timepiece is. Anyway, celestial timepiece says...
Celestial timepiece says that it's the 21st day of the... It's the 21st day... of the 15th month.
Strange time system. Any information about the direction we're heading? We're heading north, right?
21st day of the 15th. We're going... 21st day. Sorry. 11th day of the 15th month.
We're going north?
15th. 15th. 11th day of the 15th. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Is there any information about where we're going? Is it still drawing the map?
It's still kind of drawing the map. It just says you're going north.
Okay. Not really sure.
You guys are coming up across a...
Yeah, I was just doing this. Ross looked over and I was going...
Okay. You guys see a...
Your bee costume.
A well-preserved... It looks like an abandoned shrine up ahead. And Ever is walking you towards it.
Oh yeah, this is going to be great.
A shrine?
I can already tell. This is going to be perfectly safe.
Can we
know enemies here?
No. No.
Does this not appear to be a casino? No.
Why are we at this old, decrepit crypt of, like, a place? What
guys,
are we going to... What's going to kill us
is,
here?
Still walking.
This is just on the way home.
Oh. Alright. Let me just... Undo this. Everything's fine now.
Roll bluff. There's stone steps.
It's a dirty something.
So people who are just listening to you believe might believe you. But anyway, do you want like this?
I'm not paying attention.
You guys are see old stone steps, and they're just kind of going up the hillside.
Oh, is this a forest area?
This is kind of like, yeah, through the woods.
It's just, okay.
You leave the clearing and you enter into the woods.
So the shrine is not really surrounded by anything else but nature.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going uphill.
You're going uphill.
Going on a mountain.
Falling up a hill. And there's a large gate.
What does the gate say? Is it... What?
There's nothing on the gate.
Okay, architecture?
Like an archway.
An archway stone?
Yeah. Various materials, really.
Oh, okay.
Some of it wood, some of it stone.
Looks kind of makeshift,
the second
in my opinion.
Archway. Very large.
Up ahead, past that.
Archway, yeah. And passes through it. Two. Three. And fourth.
Is this a straight road, or is it curving around?
It's kind of following these stone steps through various archways.
And if I look ahead, do I see a bunch of them just... more archways?
No, only just
one at a time.
After the seventh.
When we look down, can we see the through the trees? Can we see where we came from? Kind of the big clearing.
You kind of see the clearing, but it seems a lot more distant than you thought it would be.
Can we see the lake and everything?
You see a little bit of the lake.
Everett, where the hell are we?
We'll say we're going pretty far.
We'll get there.
I don't like this.
This is the easiest way to get home.
Home? To charity?
Home. Not charity.
You live here.
Well, not here.
You guys, Jesus Christ.
Just wait. We'll be there.
Wooden shrine. It looks like there's a small path. Kind of past it.
I'm gonna shoot the shrine.
Don't shoot the shrine.
I'm gonna shoot it.
Don't do it.
Ever, what is this a shrine to? Which god is this a shrine to?
Don't ask about the gods.
It's not for a god.
It's for me.
It's not for you.
They created it.
Yes,
for
that's
me.
What you think.
Yes. You guys pass it and feel very safe. Very nice trees that trees around here aren't conifers.
I feel very safe.
What are you talking about?
I feel very safe.
I can't tell what you're talking about anymore, honestly.
Don't you feel very safe?
Well, I feel less weirded out.
There's a large, like, group of tents in, like, semi-permanent building up ahead. It's just...
Oh, we've passed the shrine?
You've passed the shrine.
Ever?
You hear? You feel a little buzz.
Is it Kuro?
Oh.
Connection lost. Location. Top two not found.
Top two? What's it say?
Top two.
Top two?
Top two?
Top two.
Top two not found.
What the hell is that?
Oh, hell.
That's where charity is.
Top two.
Where are we now?
You guys are just still kind of walking towards...
We're just still following Ever.
They're also going to kind of hold back a little bit.
There's a large group of tents, and some people peer outside. Looks like there's a lot more, you know, guess what you would consider normal-sized people, if you're a racist.
They're also super racist, apparently.
Why are you old guys my height? Stop being normal.
People just look out, wave at Ever, say, hey, Ever! Okay.
You're only...
And just ever leads you through this town where people in very colorful clothing, very differently dressed.
Is this home?
Is this safe?
There's no foxes here.
Where the hell are the foxy foxes?
First thing is, you know,
there's
a lot of random flags, decor, just very like flagrant decor, but tastefully done. Almost like a rustic... homey feel.
But it's like it's not exactly permanent.
It looks like it's not permanent.
What's like with all these tents?
Would you like to show them a picture of how the outside looks?
Damn, they're like the gypsies.
It looks like a gypsy town. If you were a racist.
If you were a racist.
So there's like, yeah, it's like...
Is this kind of inside the woods?
It's like one with nature.
It's like woods everywhere, but like there's enough clearing to put like buildings and tents strung from place to place. Just blankets everywhere, like almost scarves. It's very, very colorful. And you hear this odd music, very rhythmic, kind of pretty much exactly what you hear right now.
Kuro is going to try to look back to see if he can see where they came from.
Yeah.
Can you do a perception?
Yes.
I don't even have... What is... Perception is...
After the
29.
You look back, and all you see is, like, a wide open kind of, like, field expanse outside of this more, like, this is not necessarily dead trees, but kind of, like, sparse trees that, like, people have just kind of incorporated into their buildings and things like that. You can't see where it came from.
Guys, I don't like this.
I don't like anything.
Could I detect the type of, the prominent type of power in the area?
Try and roll Arcana.
Kuro.
Yes.
Do you know the way back?
24.
The air is thick with magic here, but the air is also thick with a sort of divine energy. The air is also thick with psionic energy. And the air is also thick with just, like, almost like the whispers of the earth. You think is very energetic here.
It's like a melting
pot. It is energetic here!
You could tell, too?
Yes.
Does Kuro sense any...
Sturgis Wall-Eyed. Yes.
Does Kuro feel a connection to the gods again here at all?
Kuro feels a really odd connection to the gods. As if he could... He's very connected.
Connected to the odds. the odds.
But he can't hear their voices. Right now. It sounds like... It's almost like as if it's a large, like...
Oh, no, that's good.
Chatter. Like loud chatter.
Noise. It's like a melting pot of energies here.
There's strange reverberations.
Carol's gonna look around. See what they is there anything on the display again or something like that?
Well, you guys have passed in through the part that Everett's just kind of led you through.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stands here.
We're still following Everett.
There's a lot of stands and merchants kind of standing with their wares, and they wave at Everett, and they kind of stare at all of you.
Is Eros walking at the back, like, with this thing going, like...
You know, Eros is likely circling through the group, pretending to be hidden, and he's, like, peeking out, so he'll just, like, put his crossbow over Kuro's shoulder and look like that. Yeah, very much like that.
Eros?
Eros is effectively the most suspicious person.
He's not very subtle, is he?
The townspeople are completely ignoring him.
Have we stopped walking yet?
No.
We're just still walking.
Still walking. I mean, you guys are taking... This is like maybe a 5-minute kind of thing.
Yeah.
You guys are just like looking around.
Is this where the casino is?
They're here.
Why do we have to go through this part?
It's how you get there.
Is this home? Wow.
Who's home?
All of Ever's people.
Mine.
What race are the people around us?
There are a lot of elves, humans, halflings, dwarves, anything you can think of, really. Not as many like Kuro or Deva, but there are maybe like every now and then a Goliath Dragonborn. Like a lot of everything here except foxes.
There's a lot of normal height people here.
Every now and then you see a pixie fly by.
You mean taller?
Taller.
Would we say, okay, are there half elves?
Yeah. Not too many.
It would be hard to distinguish, actually.
They look like elves, so.
It would be hard to distinguish.
Actually, there goes a goblin. He's walking by, talking to a human.
Does everyone else see that?
Hey, don't point! the stranger pushes her hands in. It's just not nice to point at gentlemen.
Well, no.
Is that a goblin over there?
Why is there...
Why are you so...
What type of...
Wait, what language is the goblin speaking?
Common.
Common?
What
is it,
the
is
hell?
Is it clean common?
Yeah. It's not even like goblin ghost or anything.
What the hell is this? Where are we? Besides home.
What else would you call home?
What's the name of this place?
Eros is racist.
but what would you call this place?
Not only is he this, but he's also this.
Racist brain. Kuro will go up to the goblin.
See.
Excuse me, do you know about Moradin?
That's what they call it.
Yeah?
What about Moradin? Huh. Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you a goblin?
Yeah, thanks for noticing.
How are you a goblin?
I was born a goblin. I mean,
we don't have time to...
You...
They just got here.
Did they get to drinking already?
No.
Is that kind of day? You look at the sky.
Where are you from, goblin?
It's about midday.
It was night before.
I don't like this. Eros does not like this.
We're going to the casino.
Oh, get more drinks. Well, good luck, guys. You have fun, alright?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alright, goblin.
Sorry, everyone.
He's a horde? Yo, you have a horde?
Goblin.
You have a goblin?
Eros, come on.
Eros tries to become hidden from the goblin by hiding behind Q.
The goblin watches you intently as you do this. That's a nice act. That's silly.
We're all leaving.
Right, I like you guys. I'll see you later.
Get on the disc. Alright. Sit on the disc. I'm gonna sit him on
also
the disc.
Watch.
Okay.
Saving throw versus mortification. Mm-hmm. Saving throw versus mortification, yeah. Ever's never had that.
I'd be mortified.
You are just barely not mortified. You've never actually brought something racist, a bunch of racists. you've never, not only have you never encountered any racists, you've never brought anybody to the where you are currently.
What an interesting twist. Eros is a racist.
Eros is a racist, but he doesn't just...
he doesn't discriminate.
Doesn't discriminate.
That's the worst kind of racist.
But in general, but the real thing is that both Q and Eros are just not used to this thing. Because,
don't worry about it.
I know.
But we're just labeling him as a racist. Because that's the way that comes across to Everett.
Yeah.
Everett probably knows
Q probably comes off as a racist, too.
Is he speaking Green Goblin?
Oh my god.
Or Common? He's just like shouting it.
What? Okay.
Oh,
so we continue moving, I hope.
Yeah. Ever has been turning around and pushing you guys. The stranger is the only one who's kind of like, this air feels jovial.
Eros is on the disc now, just spinning around.
Feel a strong wind come behind you. Pushing you.
Is he spinning rhythmically like this? On a disc like this? Rotating?
How far do we have to go?
Not too much
further. I'm kind of uncomfortable with Eros awake.
We could get something to make him sleep.
Can we get something like that?
I don't think we have time. We just have to get out of here.
Okay. Well, we just have to go past here, past the bakery, past the troll shop.
Oh my god.
And then...
I will follow. Just lead us out of here. Eros, sit down.
You know this is bad.
You guys see a big tent past like a couple of larger, like, you know, more permanent buildings. One is labeled the inn. You see only see one of the words inn. It's a huge tent that's kind of like, you know,
like a big top.
Like a big top tent.
Sit.
Wait.
I'm gonna go inside.
Is this open, so the casino?
Buzz.
Yeah, Kuro's actually blended the most because he's wearing
giant bee costume.
Just giant bee costume in this very like. Oh my god, where did you get that?
He was sitting on a chair.
What are these things always appear? I had one too.
I wonder if it's yours. Because it was sitting on the chair you're sitting on.
Oh, when?
I found it today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Buzz. So, you know, there's all kinds of things going on.
Yeah.
People just randomly, like, laying about.
Probably playing games, right?
There are some roulettes.
Like
there are some
tattoo.
Various different things. There are some slot machines.
Some
people playing card games. And then every now and then one guy will, like, throw a card. Like, if you look carefully at the card games, one guy will throw a card. The other one will try to, like, hit the card in a land. Some payout with, like, or sometimes they just kind of, they lay their hand on something and you see the numbers rolling. They transfer it to another person. Oops.
So where do we need to go? Did you say?
No.
Probably hey, we're here, aren't we?
Okay.
Probably can I get my thing?
Find out what we have to do first.
Okay,
so I go to
the
wherever people that I know.
The people who run it? Yeah. The Gortog is at the festival.
Where would one want to be?
There is a large egg-shaped person. Just like very, like, if this is the size of a stranger, the egg-shaped person is like this. It's like twice as tall, and he's sitting. He looks like he definitely looks like an associate of Gortog.
That's pretty gross.
Hello?
He's really clean, but he's an egg.
Hello?
Looks down.
Hi, we're here to help. We were sent by Gortog to help.
He said someone was going through things. I don't know.
The egg rolls over, and there's two people trapped in the egg.
Are they alive?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
One is almost half naked, but wearing a strange looking set of clothing. The other one clutching tightly a halberd with a big cape.
What else is he wearing?
You see him wearing mismatched boots, but they're laced high to his, like, knees.
Who are these guys?
What the hell is this?
Do I recognize him?
Do you recognize him? You recognize the large R on the back of the cape.
Are these the guys?
Yeah. Are you supposed to get rid of them?
I have to suit on them.
What are we supposed to do? It looks like the job is done.
What? We're supposed to take these guys out?
Are there more of them?
Like the one with clutching the halberd.
They're right there, and you just aim really carefully. Like
the one clutching the halberd goes, gross! Gross! Wow, I hate that!
What's your name?
You!
Don't point.
You!
Put your finger down.
Him?
What?
You!
Put your finger down.
It's Q.
You're Q!
Put it down.
You're Q!
I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah?
Q! Latari!
How did you know my name?
Get down.
Q! Latari! You're my rival!
What the hell?
Over gonna... initiative.
Oh my god.
Okay. One.
Oh no. Oh, buzz.
30. Alright, I need to show you first who gets up.
The pretty shirtless guy next to him gets up.
Pretty shirtless guy.
Oh, I can show him. Wait.
You have one? You have it?
Don't I have it?
Yeah, bring up the first halberd dude. As the other one sits up. You notice he's wearing a very full mask. And he looks and he's fixated on the stranger.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So wait, the one who was shouting at me was the mismatched one?
Yeah.
Wait, are we gonna fight in the casino?
Why not?
Okay, where are we all standing?
Oh wait. If we're fighting, which character sheet should I use? The old one?
Everyone's managed to slip the other side of it.
What happens?
You grow breasts.
Yes!
They shrink again and you feel... You
is
feel
it the guy with the halberd?
The guy with the halberd, yeah.
Who was shouting?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And then the guy, the other guy?
The other guy, yeah. Who just shouts, ugh!
Well, I have to show you the transformation.
What?
I'm gonna show him the transformation after when we get the combat started.
Yeah. What transformation?
His transformation.
Oh, his transformation.
Is it like a magical girl transformation?
No, I'll show you. I'll show you exactly which one. Okay, here.
Oh my god.
That's the other guy, right?
Alright, I need you guys to pick out two markers for these people.
Okay.
Because I don't want to do
I'll it. I'll do it. You do.
Okay.
Where's the monster box?
There are a bunch in the lid. Just give him the lid.
Yeah. Actually, pretty easy.
So, okay. Alright. You guys, I'm not going to use turn tracker. I'm just going to go around.
This is a sidekick, I guess.
Yeah.
Where are the spoons?
No, that's stupid.
Oh, are they already in there? Are there just bases in there?
Yeah, there's a base here. Oh, yeah, this is the big guy.
And this is the other one.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there another base for him?
Is there another base?
Yeah, it was
a
bit. Oh, no.
Okay, ready? Are we ready for Eros' transformation?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, you can turn off the music here.
One second.
Is this Eros?
This is Eros.
What the hell? That's a woman. Oh! What are the boobs doing?
This is what Ross looks like.
Eros!
Oh my god.
Here's the worst part. No one else sees this except Eros. It's beautiful. The effects of your delusions wear off instantly.
You're just
playing with no, like, you don't have suspender breasts.
What a life.
Eros is really has some interesting things. Foxes.
He has boobs out.
2D markers.
What the hell?
That like feels better.
What?
Is that behind a counter? Sorry.
You're just touching yourself.
The egg
there.
Dude rolls away. Up to.
Oh, that's right.
It's not on the grid to push it.
It's not on the grid?
Yeah, there we go.
It's going to be tough.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's on the grid? Okay.
You guys have rolled initiative?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to take care of initiative?
I will.
Yeah, I'm going to
do it. Do you want to get a marker when you write it on the...
That's yeah, okay.
We could write it on a marker.
We can just do this
I don't have the markers at all.
So...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They're in the bag. Wherever the bag
ended up. I'll need them probably.
What's Eros' initiative?
30.
The stranger?
Hold on.
Kuro is surprised. Right?
Kuro is surprised because he rolled a 1, both was!
26.
46.
Okay.
Man, Kuro feels super powerful right now.
Pretty boy?
Oh, the pretty boy?
Pretty boy.
The one with the giant R in his back?
Yeah.
I got this. Rolls a 21.
Dude.
What?
Q and he are deadlocked.
Oh, in initiative?
In initiative.
Oh, no.
That's a good sign. And the other one is extremely slow. What's the lowest initiative on the...
Kuro.
Besides the Kuro.
What?
Is 21. But what about the stranger?
The stranger matches this guy.
Oh, okay. He's going to be 21. He's going to be below 21.
Okay. So it's they're both at 11.
Okay.
Which is kind of what Kuro is, but Kuro was surprised.
What? He's like,
what? In his bee costume?
Yeah.
The things are just...
What?
Okay. First up on the list is Eros. Why do you keep looking at me like that?
You're my rival!
That's great. I don't have no idea who you are.
You, Latari!
Yeah?
You're my
Wait,
rival.
Wait, is this how they position? Okay, Eros is just gonna use, like, Sly Flourish.
Okay. Who are you gonna use it on?
The rival one that he's pointing at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Alright.
Nice.
Alright, so 34 versus AC.
Nails him in the shoulder.
Okay.
Nice hit.
He hasn't acted yet besides shouting, so.
True. Oh, so that's 36 versus AC.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's gonna be 30 damage.
Yeah. You're not my rival. My rival's Q, Latari. Yes, you, Q. Don't you know who I am?
No.
How dare you?
I don't even think I've met you before.
I know all of your moves.
Yeah?
You're Q, Latari. You're my rival.
No, even wearing a name tag. What's your problem?
Should I keep track of damage or no?
What?
It's not important.
I'm keeping track.
Okay.
He takes 30 damage.
Yeah.
No. You're not my rival. Get out of the way. I'm fighting Q.
Eros, for his move action, he just steps off the disc.
Okay. Next initiative.
Next is Ever.
I didn't notice this right. Okay, I will use...
As a side note, Ever knows that this guy's hostile. For me shouting, alone.
Alright. Gonna use this. I've gotta rename these things, they're dumb.
Hmm?
Alright, so I'm gonna, call up the ground.
Yeah, I think we need a marker for you too. Actually.
Yeah,
do you
right.
want to use a die?
I don't need one. That's fine.
D4?
Yeah. That's not a D4. There we go.
We had the markers before.
That's fine.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right there. I don't know if I can do that. It's okay. Doesn't matter. And he's going to attack him.
Is that a spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
The spirit is covered a little bit in confetti because that's what the ground is.
Yeah. Confetti and wood, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 17 plus 14 versus reflex.
Is this reflex? Who are you
31.
Attacking? Are you attacking the rival dude?
31, yeah.
You nail him.
Actually, can I move him? Can I put him here? But he
yeah.
still attacks this
yeah.
guy. Alright, 6, plus 8, 14 damage.
Mm-hmm. You're not my rival either. I can't believe you getting in the way of a rivalry.
Are you okay, dude?
Sworn rivals, Kulatari. Have you forgotten?
Completely. I'm gonna try to remember this. Is it ever gonna do anything else?
No. That's
my turn. Okay, then it's our turn.
Actually.
Okay. He pulls up his halberd. And just kind of like, where's Q? Q's here.
Q's right? here.
Can I do two minor actions in a turn?
If you sacrifice your move.
If you sacrifice
your move. Okay, I didn't move, so that's fine. Then my armor appears on me.
Okay.
I have leather armor now.
He looks at the spirit. You're not my rival either in shifts.
Okay.
That's what he does for his turn.
Yeah, well, and then he tries, right, he reaches over with his halberd and holds it one-handed. He tries to hit Q.
Okay. Q's gonna attack back.
Yeah.
Shit. Alright.
You were locked in a contest. He's shouting at you.
I didn't say this before, but any enemy that starts his turn adjacent to my spirit is immobilized for its next turn. Okay. So. Not now. For his next turn.
Oh, for his next
turn. Oh, I guess it's his next turn now.
Okay.
So he can't move.
Yeah, he can't.
He tries to reach Q. He's missing. Q Latari! I! Kevin Richarly!
Oh my god.
Of the Retarly Farms Incorporation, challenge you, my rival, to a duel to the death!
Retarly? Who is this guy, dude? Is this your friend? Do you know him?
World history.
Not the Retarly family.
The Retarly?
Yeah.
Not Retarly. Retarly.
Retarly. 21 to history.
You've never heard of the Retarly family. There's no such mention in Kratos.
Oh my god.
It would be a complete joke.
Of the Retarly family.
This man clearly believes you to be his rival. And knows you by name.
Is he a pretty boy?
I mean...
Super pretty.
Just that picture.
Is he prettier than everyone?
He's wearing sunglasses.
He's more charismatic than everyone.
That bastard.
He's holding the halberd one-handed.
He's trying to swing it at me.
He's trying to swing it at you.
Aros is taking those sunglasses. Dibs on the sunglasses.
You can have them after I'm done with this guy.
All right.
I'm going to go...
Of the Retarly family.
I'm just going to be angry at him, and I'm just going to swing my weapon, like, down once. I'm just going to do a melee basic.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm going to mark the pro wrestler.
That's right, you have reach, right?
I have reach now.
That's so stupid.
I mean, like, Q's just standing there, and the guy's like, ugh! Just like,
I'm gonna get you!
With the halberd.
Q, he can't Atari. Reach.
And, but Q can.
That's gonna be 26 versus AC.
Owned.
Just barely hits.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And then I will do... Where's my... this is my D8. I'm going to do 15 regular damage to him.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be like, what's your problem? Seriously.
You are my problem, Q Latari.
Who are the Retarlys?
My family. The Honorable Retarly family of Farms and Fields Corporations.
I have no idea who you are or where you're from. You need to chill out.
Q Latari.
And that's You're Kevin my Retarly. Rival!
Can you wipe that nasty smirk off your face and calm down?
You're my rival!
How much damage did you do? 16?
15.
Rival!
Looks in the spirit.
You're not my rival! Get out of my way!
I'm sorry, I do 17 damage.
Owned.
17 damage. And I mark the wrestler.
The skinny one?
Yeah.
Rattled.
Okay.
Unless it's immune to fear. And is it
the way he's acting? I don't know.
Does he have any cold?
I don't know.
Cold weakness.
Resistances.
He's not vulnerable to cold. He's not. Is he vulnerable to cold?
No. Is he? I'm just wondering.
Not naturally.
Okay.
Who's next?
That would be. So both of us went. Then it will be the stranger and the wrestler.
Kevin. Retarly.
Oh my god.
Kevin Retarly says, do you want me to take them on by myself?
The wrestler says, no, they're stupid.
Oh my god.
No, they're stupid.
They're
stupid.
Is that the stranger's
What the hell is this?
Are you the stranger's rival?
he jumps.
No, he's immobilized.
He's also immobilized?
Yes.
So, isn't
any enemy.
Oh my god.
Can I see this?
The game breaker.
Oh yeah, any enemy. He jumps anyway.
He falls prone. He's prone?
He falls prone. You're stupid.
What the hell is this?
Go for it, the stronger. Go after your rival.
Oh no.
The stronger. You're stupid. No, it's too bad. The stranger's turn.
Gibbon Ritarly.
The stranger moves in extremely cautiously, unsure of what to do. He moves in like this.
He's just like...
And takes...
Kick his ass, stranger.
Takes out his two daggers and pulls the defense.
No.
And the biplane flies around him.
Okay.
This is stranger's turn.
That's the stranger's turn. Now we have Kuro.
Who is surprised, but...
Oh, does he get to act now?
I guess he
does get to act.
Okay.
Although I'll make him... I don't like it when surprise just means no action, so I'll make you dazed. So you can take one action.
Yeah, I was going to say one action.
One action, because you're surprised.
Okay. So, Kuro, who's still going... What?
As a bee.
Yeah. We'll, use, Rain of Blood. Targeting directly behind the stronger.
Oh my god.
So diagonally, yes.
How large is the Rain of Blood?
Area Burst 1.
Okay, so it won't hit Kevin.
It won't hit Kevin?
Yeah, unless it's like, oh, right here, you mean?
Like directly.
So
oh, where was
the
stronger?
I'll put up the stronger right
so the
here.
Stronger, they're right next to each other here.
Okay.
So right here?
Yes.
Right there.
So it should hit both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Targeting both of them. Saying,
what?
Blood rains down from the sky.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Hey, how's it going?
Crashing your pool.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Who's winning?
Everyone.
Everyone is.
Nacho.
Going. That's cool. Good. All right. See ya.
Are you gonna come jump in there with us?
Probably not.
Alright.
Sorry. That's my pastor, Thomas.
That's your pastor.
That's cool.
So, all his boys are probably gonna be in the pool.
He's a pretty young guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's got 5 kids. The oldest one just graduated high school, so.
How old is he?
I'm not sure.
40-something?
Yeah. He looks much younger than that.
Yeah.
Wait, how many boys does he have?
5.
I thought he might be like that.
Rain of Blood.
Like, he could be like 26.
Yeah. Okay.
Rain of
what? 18 versus 42.
On which one did you try first?
I guess it's the stronger first. 18 versus 42.
Mine
is either. What? 25 versus 42.
Definitely nails.
Nice.
Kevin.
20 should be 26 versus 42 because it is accurate.
Kevin, yeah. Oh, did you upgrade the everything on your stuff? Are you still using an accurate
staff? Accurate staff plus 2.
Make it a plus 3.
No, it was an accurate staff plus 1 before, so now
make
it's
it
plus
a 3.
2.
Make it a 3.
Oh, so that would be 20.
27, right?
20. Well, this was an 11. Maybe it didn't add correctly. It was originally 25, so it would be, 27.
Okay.
Versus 42.
Yeah.
On Kevin Ritarly.
Kevin Ritarly. Yeah, it hits.
Alright.
Well, the name of the song is You're My Rival.
12.
I know all your moves. 12 damage?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
So the Staff of Ruin specifically is like, so Staff of Ruin plus one, it's plus one for being a plus one, and then it's plus one for being a Staff of Ruin. Staff of Ruin plus three is a plus three to damage, because it's a plus three, and then plus three because it's Staff of Ruin.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize that's how it works.
Yeah, it's for Staff of Ruin specifically.
Holy crap.
Just as, like, while you were figuring that out, it used to be that you could hold it in both hands and get the damage out of it. But then as soon as you remembered, you realized, like, 2 plus 6s and, like, no armor, it was still more deadly.
Yeah, that's why it's 1d6 plus 9. So it's, 15, and then I'll add 2.
Don't forget to add the plus 1 from the Civil Shard of the Mage.
Oh, shit. These guys are gonna be dead.
So it's 15 plus 2 plus 1.
15 plus 2 plus 1?
Yeah.
Are you tracking 18 damage?
18 damage.
18. I'm tracking damage too.
And they're vulnerable to 5 to all damage until the next end of your next turn.
That's it. I'm busting out the big dude.
What do you think it's... What's the damage so far?
30, 14, 17, and 15.
I thought it was 18.
For Q?
No.
18 for Kuro.
Oh, 18, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, since it targeted the stronger, right? Yeah. The
stronger takes, like, half damage?
Hmm?
Does the stronger take half damage?
No. The burst only targeted enemies, but the spirit is also in the burst, and it gains a power bonus. Plus 3 power bonus to attack.
To attack. So that means any attacks that you run through the spirit.
Cool.
Not specifically you, but through the spirit.
Yeah.
So if it's a spirit melee thing.
Yeah.
It. And the stronger's prone, by the way.
The stronger or the stranger?
The stronger's prone.
Okay. This gets a little confusing.
It won't. It won't stay confusing. Okay. That's their turns. It's Eros's turn to move.
Yeah, buddy.
No! Oh! Just a bear.
He's prone?
Yeah, he's prone.
Grounding shot, right?
I'm grounding shot. Probably should have taken it. Combat advantage, right? For a prone?
Yeah.
With a melee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's also a spirit there.
You have combat advantage anyway.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Always? Right now?
As long as
the spirit is right next to it. They're being slightly entangled by ethereal, like...
Yeah.
Did you not get this? I thought you got this. Alright.
I forgot to. Just shoot him.
Yep. Eros is just gonna shoot him with Sly Flourish, you know?
Which one?
This guy.
Okay. Kevin Retarly.
You.
Son of Trophia Retarly.
Trophia Latari?
Retarly?
Retarly.
She must be an asshole.
She's like an Agio.
It's like Desperate Housewives.
35 versus AC.
I know!
35 versus AC? Easy hit. Ah! My other shoulder! But you're not my rival!
You can face him.
No! I must face my rival!
He holds his halberd as far as possible.
There's so much pointing in puzzle.
So, 27 damage.
Yeah.
And again, rattled.
So it's Q and...
That's it.
Kevin's turn.
No, it's Evan. It's Ever's turn.
It's Ever's turn.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna use Hammer of the Grasping Tides. Oof. Reflex.
On who?
On, both of them.
Oh, roll the second one.
Okay, roll the second one.
Yeah, so that one's on the 21 versus Reflex. Let's put that on Kevin.
Okay.
Let's roll this one against.
Oh, same thing.
Oh, 21?
Yeah, it started stuff at 7 again.
Okay. But don't you have combat advantage?
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, against him, yeah. No.
Spirit.
Spirit doesn't give himself combat advantage.
No, no, no. Spirit gives you combat advantage. They're granting combat advantage if they're next.
Your spirit's not attacking, is it? It is.
It's a... Yeah, close for spirit, too.
No. So the spirit, while it's next to it, they grant combat advantage. That means that to everyone around, they are granting combat advantage.
So then I always have combat advantage.
So you always have combat advantage if you're attacking with a melee spirit kind of thing.
Okay, cool.
So what's the... The total is like 23?
23 versus
reflex on both of them?
On both of them. Right.
Okay. 23 versus reflex doesn't hit the stronger.
Okay.
But it hits Kevin Retarly.
He's just getting hit all the time.
My armor! Which there is none. He should teleport. Because I'm a sword mage. Just like Q Retarly.
Kevin Retarly should teleport into the air and fall and take full damage.
He tries to like say
14 damage and
takes one.
He is prone.
But saying his own.
And
prone.
Yeah. Are any of my allies in the burst?
No.
Wait.
No. Oh yeah.
Close
right
burst spirit too. Stranger's here.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then you get plus
Q is also
speed.
In there.
Am I?
Q and is...
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One,
okay.
Two.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You are. Q is also...
I'm in there.
Okay, so plus 3 to speed and...
Plus 3 to speed?
What the hell?
And plus 5 to all defenses against opportunity attacks. So it's probably not going to be much of a help, but...
Okay. No, it's still pretty helpful.
Ross, are you trying to, like... Are you just trying to track for your own safety? For, like... But then
so, I know what's going on, so I can always get combat back.
That's good. Yeah. Which is pretty easy.
Okay.
Because there's a spirit there.
Plus 3 speed and...
All right, so...
Plus 5 defense.
Yep, and they're both prone. Because I hit them while immobilized.
Damn.
Well, is this one still immobilized?
Well,
until
he's knocked
the
over anyway.
Yeah.
It was until...
The end of your next turn.
Yeah.
So now...
This is the end of the next turn.
He would not be immobilized once at the end of this turn. But he's already prone.
At the end of this turn.
Yeah.
But...
No, you didn't hit him.
At the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. He's still immobilized.
Oh, right. I see. No, because I didn't hit him, right?
Right.
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
I just mean, like, the other guy is.
Yeah.
He was.
He's immobilized and prone?
Well, he's going to not be immobilized, but now he's prone.
Okay.
So everyone's prone.
So immobilization doesn't happen on the hit.
He's
it happens
slow.
Just because.
This guy's slow. Kevin Retarly is slowed as well.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Q Lutari!
Oh, he's stupid.
My rival!
That's what we mean by slow. Is that what you meant by slow?
Well, yeah, that too.
Rival!
Oh no, now he's on replete.
Who else is next?
Was that it? Now, is anything from Ever? Now
Ever
it's our turn.
Since he is slow, you get the thing action.
Okay, so I'm gonna...
Oh, wait, how much damage was that?
14 damage to Kevin.
So, isn't that 19 damage because of vulnerable 5?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to be like, okay. Listen, if you know all of my moves, then I want to see you beat me. So I'm going to move here, and I'm going to move here. And then I'm going to light the Kopesh is going to have, like, lightning coming out of it, and I'm going to slam it into the ground. Booming Blade.
What?
I'm going to use Booming Blade.
Booming!
Oh my god.
What? Here it is! Booming Blade!
Okay, here we go. And... Okay, that is... 24 versus AC.
With combat advantage?
With combat advantage, that's 26 versus AC.
Nice, it hits. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it does.
Okay, that's gonna hit. And then I'm gonna deal damage now. So that is 7 plus 17 plus 2 from the Learning Blade, so 19 damage.
Oh my god.
Did you add the 5?
No, I didn't, so that's 22.
24.
24 damage. 24 damage, and if he moves away from the during his next turn, then he'll take 5 thunder damage. 1d6 plus 5 thunder damage. And he knows that. So he's, like, being electrocuted.
How much thunder damage?
He's going to take 1d6 plus 5 thunder damage if he moves. Go to the bathroom.
Go in the bathroom.
Go in the bathroom.
What's the...
Don't fart in here, then. Casino.
This doesn't help anybody
fart.
Hmm? Doesn't that pastor look... He looks really young.
Yeah. Pastor Kenny. 26. At, OCM. No, OCC. The church I usually go to with my friends. Pastor Kenny's really young. And he has 2 kids, but... He's like 30-something years old. That's it. Really cool guy. And he just retired from being one of the youth minister at that church. So it was really sad. He calls on Facebook, he calls his daughter May 2, because it's May. She's also the little sister as well.
Oh, okay.
So you have Joey and then May. May 2.
May 2.
Yo, who are these guys?
No idea.
They're definitely, they're like super imposters.
Super imposters. They're cosplayers.
They're stronger.
Yo, it's 90 degrees
outside. Kevin Ritarly.
90 degrees outside. 92 degrees outside.
9 degrees.
He's coming for you,
Kevin.
Kevin. Wow, these guys are getting hit hard. This is apparently going to be a super difficult encounter. I don't know if he was being sarcastic, but...
I don't know.
He said to me... Maybe these guys just don't die or something.
The hardest encounter we've ever faced, right? Something like that.
How'd you know?
They haven't hit.
He told me to.
They haven't gotten a chance to hit yet. So if they get a chance to hit, and everyone's used all their encounter powers already, and then they hit, and, like, the stronger punches Eros in the face.
And dies.
Eros dies. Yeah, it's really like Kill a Kill. Like,
wait, were you being sarcastic about the most challenging combat, or?
Can't tell you that.
Right. Kevin Ritarly. Maybe that's why it's the most challenging.
Most challenged encounter.
Kevin Ritarly, you're my rival. Why is that his name? Why is that his voice?
Stars.
That's his voice.
Thanks, Ever.
Are you ready for more Kevin Ritarly?
No one is ready for more Kevin Ritarly. Don't die.
It's the strongest turn.
I am searching for Kevin.
It will be the strongest turn. Unless
it's Kevin Ritarly's turn.
Ritarly is also going to attack at the same time Q is.
He's only slowed.
He's slowed and prone.
He's slow and prone, so he can still attack.
Where's the puppy?
Need your puppy.
And Q and the stranger are taking a +5 to defenses to opportunity attack.
Yeah.
Does moving away, I mean, does standing up count as moving away or not?
No. You're standing up in your spot. No, Eros is rolling away could count as a,
Do you want to explain the Kevin joke?
Oh, yeah, we gotta wait for Dylan, though.
Kevin?
I smell doggy.
Do you understand the Kevin joke?
Kevin Harlan?
Kevin.
Where's, oh, and by the way, Ever's... Never mind.
Oh.
Did Ever attack or did Ever's spirit attack?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
So it was a 26.
It was a 20... No. Yeah, 26 versus reflex. 26 versus reflex.
Does that hit stronger?
Okay,
puppy. I'm done.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Ever actually hit the stronger. Because every spirit was taking a plus three.
That's from, right. You're right. From I thought it was just like a plus three on the attack to Kievan, but then you're right that it missed the stronger first. So. Oh, no. It missed the stronger second. No, it's a little hit. Okay, so that was 19 damage.
It's a plus three bonus to attack for every spirit.
For the first attack, isn't it? Is it the first attack?
There are a lot of people.
I don't know. Like I'm pretty sure just...
There are a lot of people in my house right now.
Yeah.
What's the plus three, Oliver? For any attack? What's the bonus of Wind and Blood? The first attack?
Until the end of your turn, each ally in burst gains a power bonus to attack rolls.
Oh, to attack rolls. So no, yeah. It hits the stronger. Okay. So do we want to, while you're pouring that and figuring things out, then I don't know.
No, we're good. Should we roll... Do I need to roll for damage on him?
No, because it's...
Same damage,
it's separate attack rolls.
Okay, so then who's turn?
It's Kievan's, but let's briefly be meta and explain what's the deal with Kievan. So in Prince of Tennis... Are you recording, Oliver?
Yeah.
Okay. In Prince of Tennis, the main character, Ryoma...
Who's like this ace.
Who's this like genius ace dude... Who's just kind of obnoxious, and he's just...
He's obnoxious, but he's really quiet.
He's really quiet, and he wins everything. And he's making up all kinds of new moves and learning it constantly, and he's just like one of those... He's a Gary Stu, essentially, except he's really quiet.
He's a superstar, right?
Superstar middle school.
Who always surprises everyone, and he's a freshman.
Yeah. As opposed to, you know... That means sixth grade. That means he's like playing at like pro level sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
In the regional championships of tennis in Japan. So, then they have to go to, like, the national thing. The national team versus, like... Is that what it is?
Right. A team from America is coming.
A team from America is coming.
And... a team from America is coming. And there's this one kid there.
Who's about the same height.
About the same height.
About the same age.
Who studied all the same moves. All studied the moves of Echizen Ryoma. Right, of Echizen.
His name is
Kevin Smith.
His name is Kevin Smith.
And this is his picture, right?
He's always shouting.
And the other part of the joke is that there is a DM thing, right? We discussed this a long time ago, so this probably draws from that. A DM thing of what can you do to flesh out character backgrounds, right? One thing you can do is that the character may meet a rival, who I think the term was called "I've studied all of your moves," and so the rival will be someone who is very similar to your character. So your character is a dwarven fighter. Here comes the other, you know, this rival from long ago. I've studied all your moves, right? And so the rival will be able to have insight into what your dwarven fighter is supposed to do and supposed to push. You know, it's supposed to, if the player characters get too comfortable in their competency, it's supposed to push the player characters. But here, I don't know if Kevin's actually studied all of Q's moves. And it doesn't seem to resemble Q at all.
Mismatched.
He's a huge halberd.
He definitely does. He has a big R on his back. It's the Retali insignia.
Is it just like... It looks like Rutgers.
It's a Rutgers
R. It's a Rutgers R.
It's a Rutgers R. He definitely found it somewhere.
Is the stronger also slowed?
Currently, yes. Okay. Shall we continue?
Yes. Yep.
So, Kevin laughs and says, "Ha-ha! I see it in the flesh! Your moves, Kilatari! I've studied all your moves!" He stands up.
Are we, like, same height?
No. He's just be on his tiptoes. Study all your moves!
Is he wearing platforms?
Yeah, he's wearing platforms.
In order to be the same height as Q?
Yeah. He's on platforms. Study all your moves! Boomang!
Oh my god.
Blang!
Oh, you don't even do it right.
It's like 28 versus AC.
Minus two.
What is it, Booming Blades versus AC or?
Versus AC.
Yeah. Minus two. 26 versus AC.
He misses.
That's not right.
What's your AC?
No!
28. 28. Okay. So. Okay, he misses. I kind of deflect his blade. I'm like, dude. Really?
Booming!
No.
It's.
Now it's the strangers it's and the strongest.
The stranger and the strongest.
Right? Stronger and stranger. Oh, stranger and stronger.
Stranger moves. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fires off of 5 storms.
Nice. So also flanking.
Yeah, he also has. We already have common advantage in 2 different ways for each character.
Yes.
Stranger misses. Kievan Ritarli. Stranger also misses.
What are the rolls?
6 and 1, plus whatever. It's not gonna hit. Okay. The stronger responds by standing up. Kievan Ritarli says, "You need help, the stronger?" No, oh, the stupid.
This is the worst.
But maybe we shouldn't hold back anymore. The stronger. No, the stupid. Should we hold back some more, the stronger?
Everyone's just staring at him.
Stronger attacks.
Should we hold back some more?
The stronger uses a low kick very similar to Dragon's Tail and knocks over the stranger.
Oh my god.
Then he proceeds to use Stone Fist Flurry of Blows.
Oh no.
Any other status effects on the stranger?
Stranger's prone.
Okay.
Stranger goes up. and just kind of like hits the ground like a fake break fall, but he still got hit. Stranger takes 12 damage.
Oh my god.
Kievan starts shouting.
Dude's got constipation, everyone move back.
It's Kuro's turn.
Kuro goes, "What?" And uses. That's a pretty loud what. Lightning's Revelation targeting. No, he can't do that. He's gonna hit people. We'll use the other one. Oh, it's right up here. Use Thunder of Judgment on targeting the stronger, specifically.
Mm-hmm. Please die.
31 versus Fortitude.
32
versus Fortitude.
Don't both those
hit. Yes.
He targeted only one creature.
Versus
20 damage.
Against whom?
Against the stronger.
Any status effects?
Oh yeah, the stronger's dazed.
Nice.
And he pushes the stronger 3 squares.
Does that have to be away?
Pushes away.
Pushes away, yeah. Away from Kuro.
Wait, no, he doesn't want it. Well, should he push him?
You don't have to push him the full 3 squares.
You have to push him at least.
You don't have to push him. You can push him 0.
Can we push him 1 to the... That's still away from...
It has to be increase the distance between you and him.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Where's Kuro currently?
The B.
Oh, yes, it does increase the distance.
So one towards the stranger?
One away from Kevin.
There you go.
Yeah, but still next to the spirit.
So that's not provoking, right?
No. That's a force movement.
Only if he... Right, so force movement doesn't provoke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, it's Eros' turn. Unless Kuro has any more actions.
Kuro will use Divine Call to pull the stranger two squares towards him.
You would have to do 1, 2, because he can't really move through that spot specifically.
Okay.
He can?
No.
Kevin would block him from moving with that.
One more, yeah. So he's no longer...
So he's there, but he's prone. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
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 Eros' turn.
Eros... Combat for him is just... Okay, Eros is going to stay there, mm-hmm. and he's going to shoot the rival
okay.
with Sly Flourish.
Okay.
All right, so that's going to be like 35 versus AC.
That hits.
Yeah. And that's going to be 25 damage. And he's rattled.
Morocco.
So as you shot him, and Kevin is charging up. He's going, ah! He reaches and pulls the bolt out of his shoulder. It's landed next to the first bolt. So he's a bolt in his shoulder and the third bolt here. Pulls it out. Ah! And everybody roll perception.
Oh, man.
I got 18.
Kuro got a 15.
22.
11. I'm standing right in front of him, too.
Kuro is still going, what?
So, Q almost misses it, but it's really not hard to miss as you see the wound close up in front of you. Ah! Ah! Come on, the stronger! Let's leave nothing left! We have to beat them! Or do you want them to be us? No, they're stupid.
Guys, I think they're healing.
That's regeneration magic, guys.
You see an outline grow on the halberd. It looks like the outline of a full blade.
Wait, is he two-handed?
No, he's holding it like this for... it's levitating now. Let's go, the stronger! Or do you want me to beat you? No, that's stupid! He waves his arm. Booming! The ground shakes. Everyone is pushed 3 squares back. 1, 2, 3, 1... 2, 3.
This is like super booming blade.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. The stranger's prone. 1.
Kuro will reduce the
3.
Amount.
Yeah, Kuro will reduce it.
What?
By 2 squares, right?
Yeah.
The spirit cannot be pushed. Spirit can't be pushed boulder
right.
Sled.
Yeah.
Kuro was only pushed 1 square, by the way.
The stronger, yep. The stronger was also pushed. 1, 1, 2, 3.
This is better for Eros. Eros is happier.
He targeted Q with booming blade.
Mm-hmm.
And he misses.
Okay. All right.
If he's hiding, that means it's, like, super overpowered. And he has to prevent us from dying.
Yeah.
Come on, Cumulatory. I'm your rival.
I don't like this so much anymore, guys.
So, right, it's our turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have regeneration magic, then so do I.
It's Ever's turn.
Oh, is it Ever's turn?
He interrupted.
Oh, okay. Interrupted.
It's Ever's turn.
He attacked, right?
Yeah.
He takes, he will take 10 damage.
My god. Wait, is the vulnerable still in effect or no?
No.
It ended because of Kuro's turn.
Kuro took his turn.
Okay. He takes 10 damage as well, though.
Okay.
What is it?
White Lotus Riposte. When an enemy attacks you before the start of your next turn, he takes damage equal to the power's ability modifier.
Oh.
That's after I do an at will.
Yes. Q is now deafened.
I'm deafened?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right,
Save. Ends?
Save ends.
Okay.
Alright,
let's see. Q. You suck.
What?
Up to...
Good job, dude. Stop yelling at me!
And... You suddenly have a burst of energy. Okay. Actually, no. You probably have a stronger melee. Wait. It can only be...
It doesn't have to be adjacent to you. No, you don't have to be... Can I see?
No, it's... This one has...
Spirit infusion has to be...
I think I'm going to him, though. Because melee basic...
Okay, so it went like 1, 2, 3, 4, right? It went to Q.
But I don't think he can.
No, Q can. I'll tell you who
but
can.
But it's melee basic.
Yeah, he can.
Don't worry. I got this.
Okay. Let's do it. Go.
Okay. Is that...
You're filled with energy. Bam. You get a +2 power bonus on a melee basic attack.
Okay. Q's pretty... He's pretty impressed. I'm pretty impressed. Can't hear shit what's going on.
A little
puff.
But he's gonna gather energy and there's white light gathering around him and then he starts to run at Kevin and he's going to charge straight at him.
Wait.
Yeah?
You get the basic attack first.
Yeah,
now.
That's the problem.
I have to take it now?
You have to take it right now. It's an immediate action. It's a free action. It's okay. Granted to you. You're granted a free melee basic attack.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to make the attack first then.
He swings at open air and
okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's going to be 20 versus AC.
Misses.
Includes the +2.
Oh, so and no more. Okay, so this is only 22 versus AC.
Okay.
That probably gotcha. Okay. So that will miss.
This is what you see. I'm holding like
yeah.
Gently.
What? What? Shut up! I'm gonna charge at him. The reason why I want to ask this is because...
Yeah.
Actually, no, never mind. It doesn't count. So I'm gonna charge at him. I'm using Latari's Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm charging, but I can use it in place of the melee basic.
Of the charge, right. So
yeah.
it's a little bit different from...
Yeah.
What she was grabbing.
Yeah, so that's why it's different. Okay.
Whatever was good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to attack Kevin.
Right.
Ooh. 19 versus AC.
Bounces it off his full halberd thing.
Full halberd.
Full bird.
Yeah.
His full bird. His big bird.
Ew. Okay, half damage.
Right.
Did I take any damage from before that?
No.
3 damage.
3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are the effects?
That's it.
Just have them.
That's it, because I didn't take any damage. But if I did hit, I would have gained regeneration.
Okay. That sucks.
That really sucks. Otherwise we'd be evenly matched.
Well, we'll see.
That's it.
Okay. Now it's the stronger and the stranger's turn. The stronger is no longer slowed and leaps into the air.
Oh, no.
The stranger looks up,
closes his eyes and moves this way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stronger.
He knocks Kuro prone, or tries to knock Kuro.
Oh, what?
And the stranger
what?
Prone. Does Kuro have anything to prevent being knocked prone?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, because he's not actually a dwarf. He just pretends to be.
There's no save, right?
Yeah, there's no save.
Okay.
I'm going to save against Stefan.
Okay, yeah.
11.
Okay, you save against Stefan.
Why? Now you hear Kevin.
The stronger punches at the stranger. And gives him like a gut punch.
Stranger oh man.
Another 15 damage. The stranger takes another 15 damage. And then he does stone flurry of blows. Stranger takes another 6 damage. Okay. So it's Kuro's turn.
Daughters to bear.
Okay, let me mark this as
Kuro is dazed.
Kuro is prone.
And dazed.
Oh, was he dazed?
He was dazed last round.
No, he caused dazed.
Oh, to the stronger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The stronger is dazed. I'm sorry.
But the stronger, like, removed all statuses or something.
The stronger was dazed.
Yep.
Okay.
Was.
Okay.
Who did he... Oh,
shit. He attacked the stranger twice.
He attacked the stranger twice? Q will negate. Nine points of damage.
Oh my god.
So he only takes 6 damage?
Yeah. No, he took 15, then 6, taking away 9 points of damage. The strangers are down, total is 20. He now has 47 hit points left.
Okay. Here goes Kuro. Kuro raises his implement to call forth the column of light from the heavens. Those sworn to darkness cannot abide its purifying rays. Brilliant beacon! And he'll, he will drop the beacon on the stronger.
No, the stupid!
Okay, targeting the stronger. This will be 32 versus Will.
Oh my god.
Barely hits.
What?
Ongoing. Okay.
What?
Stronger goes. No, oh, that's too.
So the stronger will take 10 ongoing damage.
Save ends.
And the stronger, if. Whoever is in the enemies in the beacon will take a -2 penalty to attack, defenses, and saving throws. And then Kuro will stand up as his move action.
He did that while prone?
Yes.
Nice.
Alright. How does a burst work?
Burst?
You're there.
You're the center?
Yeah. Is it a close burst?
Close burst.
Close burst. So this is the center, and you count 1, 2, if that's a close burst, 2. What's the burst?
2.
So close burst 2?
Yeah.
So here, and it goes 1, 2.
Yeah.
It goes 1, 2, so it's a 5x5 centered on you.
Cool. Okay. Is it my turn?
It's actually Eros' turn.
Okay. I just don't remember where I am in
round four.
Order.
You go after Eros.
Okay.
Okay. Crap. Eros is upset because... Oh my goodness.
Does anyone need healing?
Not yet.
Yes, please, me.
Hello.
Hello, God is stupid.
Eros is going to, long stance. Which one?
The prowess.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Eros, since he can't get combat advantage at this very moment, he's gonna assume the duelist prowess stance. And, he's going to move here.
Okay.
And, he is going to... That's it. That's all he's going to do.
But you're not going to attack?
I can't.
You can't.
It's a daily. Oh, it's a minor
action?
It's a minor action. Oh my god, that changes everything. Yeah, I guess Eros is just going to use Sly Flourish on the guy. On the stronger. With his crossbow. But he's wearing the armor. That doesn't take...
Woo!
That's going to be... 26 versus AC... And the stronger is taking a -2?
-2
defenses. Yeah.
Does that hit?
Yeah, it hits.
26 versus AC. Okay. He's gonna roll down now. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't get a sneak attack. This doesn't count as flanking, obviously, right?
No.
Alright. So it's going to be 16 damage.
Still good.
And now the stronger's rattled. That's it.
Okay. No. Now, if I don't use standard attack or standard action, I can move and do two minors, right?
Right.
Okay. So, I'm gonna raise the earth right here. And I'm going to use healing spirit.
Okay.
So the stranger can use a healing surge, and Eros can gain 2d6 hit points.
2d6 what?
Hit points.
Oh my god.
Oh, not that much. Is it plus anything?
No. No, it's just 2d6.
So Eros gains 2d6 hit, 10 hit points?
It's just three. Normal three. Hit points though. Is it normal or 10?
Normal.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so it's not that much. But.
Well, I mean, he didn't get hit. He hasn't taken any damage.
Well, you got hit.
No,
use it on someone else. Maybe.
Who else got hit?
Stranger.
Only the stranger?
Yeah.
Okay, then my bad. I didn't even need to do this. Then instead of... I can't do anything else.
Can you use it both on him?
No.
No. It's someone else.
Oh.
Okay.
And I can't use a standard action, so it doesn't matter.
Why can't you use a standard action?
Well, because I moved and used a minor. Why? And, okay, I moved, and healing spirit's a minor action. To summon my spirit is a minor action. So I can't use a standard action now to attack.
Okay.
So you trade standard for a minor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all I can do. So anyway, he's just hanging out there. Giving you combat advantage. Although you had it anyway, because you're disc, right?
No, not the disc. The disc doesn't fly.
Okay.
So the stranger heals.
That would be pretty awesome.
16 HP.
I used to be able to.
Yeah.
The stranger heals 16 HP?
Yeah. We're like
2 OP until later on. We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
I mean, since we're Carver, you don't know. Okay, so the stranger's only down 4 HP now. That was Ever. Now it's Kevin and Q.
Come on, Q, you got this.
Is there anything around us right now?
There is a desk that's, like, here.
Pretty far?
It's relatively, like, because the big egg thing was, like, huge, and it was sitting on top of them.
Are there people around us?
Yeah, they're just kind of watching.
Oh, my God.
We're seeing this. You're my rival! Come on, Stronger. Should we take it easy on them?
No, they're stupid.
You're right.
Okay. So, who gets to go first? Or are we going to take the action simultaneously?
Let's see. I think we should roll for a contest every single round. It's funny.
Okay.
All right, go for it. Just D20.
All right, go for it.
Is that my phone?
4.
10.
In front of okay.
you? Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
He's overdoing it. All right. Let's try this again. Booming. He hits the ground in front of him and then tries like to tip the full blade on you.
He's not rattled anymore.
It wouldn't have mattered. Just crit.
Oh boy. Oh man.
Q's eardrums are hit by the full blast. Q is deafened again.
How much damage do I take?
Q takes.
Or will I take?
Yes. Q takes. Or Q would take.
Okay, I have two choices right now. I have two interrupts. I can either do Channeling Shield, which reduces the amount of damage done to me, or I can just do Frost Backlash. I'm going to do Frost Backlash.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
I'm going to do Frost Backlash.
Hold on, God.
Okay, here we go. There we go.
It's just these two guys by themselves.
Yeah.
Smacking each other.
Ooh, 25 versus reflex.
Miss.
No! Shit. Okay, I missed.
Kevin Rotarly moved into your attack. He takes it. And then you see him say...
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Takes the hit, moves into your attack, and takes the hit, and uses Frost Backlash.
So is this an immediate interrupt? God. Is this an immediate interrupt? Okay. Oh shit.
What?
Yo, what? He was like, oh!
Can you use the other one?
He prones you and covers you in a thin sheet of frost.
Okay. Am I taking damage?
You're taking ongoing 5 cold damage, as well as 12. Normal damage.
Okay, so let's see.
Everyone else hears, like, it was like, Frost Backlash! Frost Backlash!
So I took 33 initially, so that I'm at 54. I take 12, so that's 40.
Here, 33 and 12.
Uh-huh.
45. So 45. 5 ongoing. Which is included.
Right. No, ongoing doesn't do any damage or something.
Okay.
Frost Backlash.
Your icicles growing on Q's ears.
So I'm prone right now.
You're prone by the full blade. Well, full bird. Big bird.
Okay.
Q-sensu! What's your condition, my soul? Is there any announcement in the background for people?
There seem to be numbers going over various party members as if people are betting.
Wow.
Oh, man.
What's the number over Eros?
3.
No one knows what that means. Okay. I'm going to use Armathor Step as my move action. I'm going to teleport behind him. I'm going to teleport... Oh, yeah, you're standing, right? Oh.
Sorry.
This is really hard.
Just shift it
over. Can Q teleport even though he's prone?
Q can teleport even though he's prone.
Yeah, no problem. Teleporting will
And then everyone just...
Will Q remain prone if he teleports?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you want to do a really difficult arcana check to try and land on your feet.
I'm going
to
do that.
It seems like a battle mage thing to do.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to teleport behind him and stand upright. That is a 34 to Arcana.
Managed to do it.
Okay, awesome. And
so
then...
The idea is you teleport into the air so that your drops aren't...
Yeah, like this. And you're ready to go.
Okay, then we're going to use Vanishing Blade against Kevin. There we go.
Never ending.
I mean, it's a fucking sword mage battle. What do you want?
Fucking 12. Fucking 12. Oh, no. Reroll?
What?
It was a 12, but okay.
Yeah.
11. I'll take that. That is 27 versus AC.
Doesn't make it?
No. Oh, my God.
Just from the strike alone, you can tell that Kevin's defenses have been bolstered somehow.
Oh, shit. Okay. Then... Q will still do half damage.
He's still gonna just keep attacking. Q will just keep going.
Four.
he's not gonna be a real defender, 14.
Though. So he's gonna take 7 damage, and I gain my ability to teleport.
Okay.
I'm also invisible.
Invisible. What the hell?
Invisible. Oh, no, you're deaf, so you can't hear this. But.
How much damage?
Well, everyone else hears 7. This. Everyone else hears this. You just cover your ears for a second. It'll be stupid. Invisible. No, you can look. You can look. So you see him looking. Invisible. Are we Q? That's okay. Because I've studied all your moves.
This is going in my head.
You teleported, right?
I teleported.
Take damage from Booming Blade. You moved away from him.
I did not move away
from
him.
You didn't move away from him. Mm-hmm. You take no damage from Booming Blade.
I take no damage.
Oh, you're...
And I'm gonna... Is there still a chance I could figure out what's going on for where this source of power is coming from? Is it coming from them, or is it coming from something else? Okay. That's gonna be 27.
You don't think this has to do with the arcane, but the louder he shouts, the more powerful his strikes have become.
This is the worst.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Alright.
The stronger and the stranger.
Come on, stranger, get up! Frost backlash.
The stranger also uses frost backlash.
Everyone uses frost backlash.
Everybody.
You're the last one who said something near the stronger. The stronger turns and says, "No, that's stupid," and punches at you. This is a huge sucker punch.
Okay, so immediate interrupt.
Alright.
In the duelist prowess stance,
yeah.
If anything attacks me, I get to make a dexterity versus reflex attack. As immediate interrupt.
Okay. Dexterity versus reflex?
Yeah.
Versus
I'm sorry, yeah. Dex versus reflex.
Ooh.
So it's going to be 18 versus reflex versus...
What are you doing? What is your movement? What are you trying... Are you trying to, like, shoot him? Like, dead point blank?
No, I just stab the blade into him.
Okay. The stronger drops down slightly and headbutts your hands upwards.
Oh, shit.
So you're trying to go like this, and he goes like this. Boom! knocks it like that, and then punches you in the jaw.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
This guy.
Oh, that's stupid!
And remember who's punching you.
Wrestler. Pro wrestler.
He whiffs the first one. He punches. He tries to punch you in the jaw. He whiffs it. So his head comes down again.
Oh my god.
This is he's punching you.
Yo,
guess what his deadlift would probably be. His shoulders have to be broader, but he does look like that. His deadlift is probably at least 550. What's your AC?
It's so nasty.
Is your AC over 31?
No.
Not even
specifically of the of your face. Is the AC of your face 31?
I can't even lower that.
No.
Take 21 damage.
Negate 9.
Eros is no longer happy. And is actually panicking.
I'm pretty sure you're never happy as soon as
you only take 12 damage.
Came into this weird place where everyone was nice to you. Wait, you're like, I'm suspicious.
The stronger should be taking minus 2.
Stronger took a minus 2.
Oh, he did take a minus 2.
Doesn't even matter. Crap. You know Eros is AC.
Wait, from your attack?
From Brilliant Beacon.
From Brilliant Beacon. From mine. So
oh,
that's
he takes a minus 2 to the damage. 2, right?
Wait a second. Minus 2. Minus 2. He's rattled. Mm-hmm. Minus 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so minus 2, minus 2, minus 2.
That doesn't
minus
hit.
6.
Is that a 20...
fucking...
It's 25, right?
Eros, your AC is so boss! Eros, this is why Eros just stays in the back. God, oh, he's so close!
This is the scene in the cartoon where the guy's just getting beaten up.
By a pro wrestler.
By a pro wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
You're getting mauled by...
Even with a minus 6, it still hits.
You're being mauled by a luchador.
And Ross is going to get spun and then so flexed. Oh.
That's fine. He'll take it. So 21?
It was 21
minus
9. Minus
9.
Wait, so is there a minus 12. On the damage as well?
No. No reduction in damage.
So 12 damage.
Take another minus 5 off of that. Because he's decided to step on your foot. And trying to mobilize you.
Okay, so wait. So 17 damage.
17. No. So it was 21.
Minus 9 is 12.
Minus 9 is 12. Make it 7 damage. He's instead going to try and step on your foot. And trap your foot.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So basically a grab.
Am I grabbed?
You are grabbed by your foot.
Okay. Does that mean I'm immobilized?
Well, yep. I'm going to let you try and escape. If you try to do something.
How's everyone looking?
What?
Are people getting beat up again?
Kuro has taken no damage. He's been... He's completely shocked.
Eros is bloody.
What?
Wait, Eros took 9 damage. Or no, Eros took 7 damage. There's no way he's fucking bloody.
He's bloody.
That would be so bad.
You surprise! I redid Eros, so he has 14 HP.
That's less damage. That's less HP than a level 1 rogue.
That's really bad.
Okay. Right. So the stronger takes has taken his radiant damage and tries to save against the radiant damage. He does not, but he does not care. The stronger does not care. He is the stronger. But the stranger sees this going on, right? And does his Eternal Mountain.
Yeah.
The dance where he goes like this. Boom. He just tries to like almost headbutt back. That's. Is the stronger granted combat advantage? Yes, the spirit's next to him, right?
Yeah.
That hits. Okay.
What'd he hit?
What? Fortitude. The stranger hits the stronger fortitude. 33 against fortitude. The stronger, the stranger hits the stronger. The stranger hits the stronger.
Oh my god! Yes.
2d8. Bryce, don't forget Kopish's brutal one.
Yep. I haven't rolled a one yet. Boom. Boom. Well,
17 damage to stronger is knocked prone. Wait, where is he? He's here.
How do they look?
What?
How are the bad guys doing?
How do they look? They look like they've been healing.
They've been healing.
They look like they've been healing. They look better than a couple seconds ago.
Okay.
You have a smile on your face. A shit-eating grin. After you just ate shit. Yeah. Okay.
7 damage is not that bad.
It's Kuro's turn, then.
Because everyone reduced it for you.
Thanks, guys.
Even the stronger reduced it for you.
He's getting well up.
The stronger still has your
ankle. Oh, God. Oh, that wasn't so bad.
The stronger still has your ankle grab, by the way. In fact, he has it grabbed with both of his feet now.
Okay.
Oh, that wasn't so bad. Boom, to the foot.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kuro, right?
So the stranger dealt
17 damage and prone. Okay.
I'm seeing all the action that's happening here.
17 damage.
As a sports anime.
Sports anime? I'm only seeing Kill la Kill right now. Everything's exaggerated.
Kill la Kill is basically a sports anime in the way it's anime.
I guess it's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
So 22 damage.
It's better than Azumanga Daioh.
Huh?
Oh shit, no. Not 20 damage, sorry. There's more than that. 24. I forgot he had a cheap herring dagger. 24. That's why the damage seemed off. Okay, so the stronger takes 24 damage. Stronger.
Are there any battle scenes in that show?
Which one?
Azumanga Daioh? Where they fight?
Yeah.
Wait, is it a standard action to get out of the
crowd? I don't think so. No.
Standard action?
They,
I believe it's...
They race.
Yeah.
It's a move action?
Race,
what do you think?
Yeah.
What?
Standard action to get out of a grab?
It's a standard action to get out of a grab.
Oh, is it? Yes. Okay. But you're like standing there...
To end the grab.
And just... Your ankle is just trapped there. Okay. Okay. That's the strongest turn and the stranger's turn. It's now Kuro's turn.
So this is like a, you know, like a daytime talk show, like Jerry Springer. You're my rival. Don't a stupor. And Eros gets punched, right? And stronger, so Kuro's like, whoa, you know.
Seems like the audience.
Yeah, so... So Kuro will go ward and use radiant hands.
Hand of radiance.
Hand of radiance, yeah, on both.
No, radiant hands.
Radiant hands. On. Hand of radiance against Kevin. 26 versus reflex versus Kevin.
It misses.
He has combat advantage.
Okay. So 28 versus reflex.
It is.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then against the stronger.
The stronger.
28 versus reflex of the stronger.
After combat advantage?
Yes.
The stronger's taking a -2, but it still does not hit.
Okay. Oh, wait. 29, actually.
29? Stronger is still taking a -2, but it does not
hit. So I have total concealment right now.
You are... Yes. Attacks against you take -5, and they can't target you very easily.
Oh, such a retard.
Kevin will take... Kevin will take...
doesn't have that much.
14 damage. Radiant damage.
He's not prone. I mean, like, he should be prone, right? What are you doing?
He's moving everything around. Because I want to.
The number above... Okay, so...
Same way.
The number above Eros is now turned to a 0.5.
What the fuck am I doing?
What did you do?
You don't remember anything.
I'm so confused.
You were, like, here.
There.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
The number above Eros is now 0.5.
Okay.
That's... The number above the stronger is 300. The number above Kevin Ritarly is 750.
Oh, God.
What about Kuro?
Power level's too high.
Kuro? Oh, the number above Kuro is 150.
Oh, wow. It's so much higher than Eros.
0.5?
Yeah, it's 0.5. You just got mauled by a luchador.
Is it like the basketball things where the LEDs?
The number above Q is 50. The number above ever is 100.
You're going to say Erza. Something like Erza comes.
And wins.
And leaves.
I don't understand. Farts kills everybody. Kills everyone, yeah.
Okay.
Cakey. Right.
Whose turn?
It's Eros' turn.
Did I get skipped?
No.
You get skipped?
No.
No. You did your healing.
Okay.
It's just kind of a slow turn.
Yeah.
Alright. Can Eros try to move away?
Try and break from the grab?
Yeah.
It would be a standard action.
Yeah. He's not gonna... He doesn't want to get hit.
Yeah.
What is it? Strength?
It's...
Or is it dexterity?
It can be acrobatics. You roll... Isn't it? You roll acrobatics or athletics versus...
Versus the grab.
Versus the grab.
18 acrobatics.
I think it's fortitude.
Acrobatics versus... It's actually acrobatics versus reflex.
Oh, yeah.
It depends.
And then athletics versus fortitude.
Why is there hair of yours in my underwear near my butt?
Speaking of underwear, I gotta go move my laundry.
Wanna move your laundry? Break time, guys.
Okay.
Take a break.
Okay,
did I break free?
No. The stronger tries to wrestle you to the ground, but he just ends up doing this and just rubbing your leg.
All right.